I want to share with you a wonderful truth that you and I are well familiar with, but it's good for us to be reminded of it again, and that is the amazing love of God. As we well know, John 3:16 tells us that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, that whosoever, and that includes everyone, that would believe in Him, the Lord Jesus, should not perish, which means to go to hell, but should have eternal life, which means to live forever with Almighty God. Here in 1 John chapter 4, we read these words beginning with verse 7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God, and everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. And he's talking about a love that is not just phileo love that depends upon a response from the object that's loved. He's talking about the love of God, God's love, how that God loved us when we were yet sinners. Christ came and died on that old rugged cross with us in mind before we even knew or understood that He loved us. And so this is the love he's talking about, agape love. Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. In this was manifest, or revealed, or made known the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Yes, beloved, it's only through Jesus Christ, who is the way, the truth, and the life, that we are given eternal life. It all comes through the Lord Jesus Christ and our acceptance of Him as our Savior. So that revealed God's love, God sending the Lord Jesus, and this was manifested, revealed the love of God toward us, because that God sent His only begotten Son into the world, that we might live through Him. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins, that is the atoning sacrifice, the mercy seat, the place of cleansing for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we ought also to love one another. And so we should, beloved, we should manifest and show forth love to one another. And again, I believe a beautiful picture of God's love is seen in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, where he talks about love, which is agape love. And we could put the name of Jesus in the place of love. Charity, our love, suffereth long. Jesus Christ suffered long and is kind. Jesus envied not. Jesus did not vaunt up himself, and he was not puffed up. Jesus did not behave himself unseemly or in a wrong, ill-mannered way. Jesus sought not his own, and Jesus was not easily provoked. Jesus thought no evil. Jesus rejoiced not in iniquity and sin, but Jesus rejoiced in the truth. Jesus bore all things, believed all things, hoped all things. Jesus endured all things. Oh yes, on that old rugged cross for you and me. Jesus never fails. Oh, beloved, He doesn't. Earthly friends may prove untrue. Doubts and fears assail. But there is one who cares for you. Jesus never fails. Oh, how wonderful to know this wonderful love that God manifests and has made known to us through His Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. And then we read in Romans chapter 8 and verse 35 through 39, "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword?" Oh no, beloved, none of those things can separate us from God's love. He loves us through all of these trying and difficult times, these trying and difficult experiences that we may have to go through. It's because God loves us that He can take that trial, that test, that heartache, that sorrow, and He can encourage and strengthen and bless and draw us closer to Himself through that difficulty. Yes, even as it is written, Paul wrote in verse 36, "For thy sake we are killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter," because Satan hates the believer. Satan wants to destroy us. Satan wants to trip us up. He wants to pull us down into sin. He wants to neutralize our testimony. He wants to keep us from being effective and fruitful for Jesus Christ. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through the Lord Jesus that loved us and gave Himself for us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, the powers of darkness, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus, our Lord. Oh yes, beloved, how great is the love of Almighty God for you and me. God's love, beloved, is amazing. And here's a little chorus that the Lord brought to mind that I trust will be a blessing to you. Amazing love, Christ died for me. Amazing love, to set me free. Amazing love, He gave to me. Amazing love, on Calvary. Amazing love, He's coming soon. Amazing love, to take me home. Amazing love, with Him to be. Amazing love, eternally. Amazing love, He changed my life. Amazing love,
changed me within. Amazing love, I'm dead to sin. Amazing love, I'm pure within.
Now I want to explain to you that last phrase there, amazing love, I'm dead to sin. Where is it, beloved, that we're dead to sin? It's in our spirit, where the Holy Spirit of God lives. In our spirit, we're pure and clean and holy, because when we put our faith and trust in the Lord Jesus and ask the Lord Jesus into our heart, it was the Holy Spirit of God who moved into our spirit to do the work of salvation and to become the seal of God upon our life. And so the Holy Spirit applied the blood of Christ to our spirit. We were dead in trespasses and in sin in our spirit, but the Holy Spirit of God moved into our spirit, and our spirit became the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit, as 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 19 and 20 tells us. What? Know you not that your body is the temple, the dwelling place of the Holy Spirit? And you're not your own, for you're bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Yes, beloved, Jesus paid the price to redeem us, to buy us back from the quagmire of sin and from the power of Satan. He's made us His own. We belong to Him. And though in our flesh is indwelling sin, that's why this old body has to die, as Romans chapter 7 explains, in my flesh there dwells no good thing. And the wages of sin is death, Romans 6:23 tells us. This body's going to die, but beloved, I'm never going to die, because I have eternal life, and Jesus Christ is my life, and He lives in my spirit through the Holy Spirit of Christ, as He's called in Romans chapter 8 and verse 9, the Spirit of Christ. And so, beloved, it's because of God's amazing love. Amazing love, Christ died for me. Amazing love, to set me free. Amazing love, He gave to me. Amazing love on Calvary. Amazing love, He's coming soon. Amazing love, to take me home. Amazing love, with Him to be. Amazing love, eternally. Amazing love, He changed my life. Amazing love, changed me within. Amazing love, I'm dead to sin. Amazing love, I'm pure within. All because of God's amazing love. How wonderful it is to belong to the Lord Jesus Christ, to be His property, because He paid the price to purchase us from sin's control and dominion to make us his own. Amazing love.